Joining us on the telephone is State Senator Tom Tiffany. You authored the new bill to make the no-call list permanent and also merge it with the federal list. Tell us a little bit about just what this proposal will do.
Yeah, there's two no-call lists currently. There's one, we have the one in the state, and then there's also the no-call list at the federal level. And we're one of only 14 states that keeps a state list. The rest of them have moved it to the federal level, and that's what we're going to do with this bill is we'll have the federal government keep the no-call list. Anybody that's on the list currently, their name will be transferred to that federal no-call list, and so it gets rid of that duplication. One of the important provisions that this, one of the important things this accomplishes is that under the state call list, you had to renew every 2 years. On the federal list, you do not have to renew. And so people will not have to renew for the do not call list.
So if they were to sign up on the state list now and this bill becomes law, they would automatically be taken care of until the ownership of that number changes.
Yeah. Their number will be automatically transferred to the federal do not call list. So any of our listeners out there that are on the state list, they will be transferred to the federal do not call list. And they'll continue to have that protection.
Have you heard from several constituents telling you that it's, you know, no fun and difficult keeping up with two separate lists?
When you talk to the people at the state agency DATCAP, this is one of the number one complaints that they get is telemarketers and getting phone calls that are unsolicited. And it is one of the number one complaints that consumers have here in the state of Wisconsin.
So this is Senate Bill 155. It's now in the Senate. What stage of progress are we?
We passed it in the Senate today on Tuesday, and now it will go on to the Assembly. And we expect passage there. It was passed unanimously in the Senate, so we had a bipartisan vote, and we hope the same thing happens in the Assembly, and it will be signed into law.
What I didn't realize is just how expensive that duplication is. You're going to save a little money for the taxpayers on this.
Yeah, we can save up to $200,000, but in talking to DATCAP, what they said is it's not so much the saving of the $200,000, but they're going to be able to use those resources to be able to prevent more of these unsolicited telemarketers from doing what they do to consumers here in the state of Wisconsin.
Any idea what those measures might be?
Well, they're just going to be able to use more money for enforcement now. Rather than taking care of the do not call list, which costs the taxpayers about $200,000 a year, they're going to be able to use those monies now for other things like enforcement.
Anything you'd like to add on this topic?
That's it, Larry.
All right. Real good. So what else is happening tomorrow in the session?
Tomorrow we will be taking up the Indian mascot bill.
That could get some interesting debate.
Yeah, we will get vigorous debate in regards to that. When the mascot bill was passed a few years ago, they really went too far in terms of how the process works, where it's solely in the hands of the superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, and it really fails the test of due process. And Senator Lozick has found, I believe, a good compromise here. So that'll be heard. We'll be taking up that bill on Wednesday.
Real good.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, sir.